Students at Miami-Dade's lowest income schools are more likely to have inexperienced teachers. This according to a review by the National Council for Teacher Quality. Those teachers are also likely to earn lower evaluation scores and miss more class time than teachers elsewhere in the district. WLRN's John O'Connor has the story.
The Washington, D.C.-based National Council for Teacher Quality examined schools in School Board Districts 1 and 2. Those districts include neighborhoods near Liberty City and Miami Gardens. The group found schools in those districts had the highest teacher turnover in the county. That meant teachers were also more likely to be new to the classroom. At a town hall meeting at the Urban League of Miami, NCTQ researcher Nancy Wamack says districts across the country struggle to place top teachers in high-poverty schools.
This is not a secret, but when we see data like this, we know that it's time to redouble our efforts.
Wamack says the school district needs to focus on recruiting strong teams to move to these schools and praising teachers so they'll stay. Pablo Ortiz in the district's Education Transformation Office says the district has been working on the issue.
We do agree. There is unequal access and unequal results. But what should be asked is, what is it that Miami-Dade is doing that these other districts should replicate?
Ortiz says Miami-Dade's black students have a higher high school graduation rate than other large districts, such as Chicago and New York. And high schools in the districts have improved their school grades the past few years. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
Some Miami-Dade libraries might go back to a 7-day schedule starting in October. The interim director of the libraries has released a tentative library schedule based on the expanded budget that county commissioners tentatively passed in June. The extra money will allow the 5 largest branches to add Sunday service. John Quick is president of Friends of the Miami-Dade Public Library. He says he's happy with how the library system is seeking to use its additional resources.
It's the best, I think, that can be done with the budget that they have. Hopefully next year we'll be able to have, you know, even more openings and to expand the program even more.
Library administration is looking at expanding service at other libraries in the 49-branch system. Now, the schedule is still a draft, and library officials must wait until the county commission approves the final budget in September. A Florida judge says he will rule soon on whether a new congressional map is constitutional. Circuit Judge Terry Lewis held a hearing Wednesday to consider a new map approved by the Florida legislature. That new map alters 7 of the state's 27 congressional districts. A coalition of groups argued that the judge should throw it out because it was drawn to help Republicans. Lewis earlier this summer ruled that districts drawn up in 2012 were illegal because they were drawn to help the GOP. But an attorney for the legislature argued that legislators had acted quickly to draw up a new map that conformed with Lewis's previous order. No word yet on when Judge Lewis will make his decision. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Lewis Hernandez.